Friday on 4CA. John McKenzie, 1300 872 911.
Now, this is a really important piece of information. Now, if you're one of these people out there that is now realising that it's possibly only a matter of time till you have your car stolen by these little bastards who are apparently untouchable, please listen closely. There was a gentleman rang the other day and said, "Oh, yeah, my car just spent in the middle of the night, but I've got this thing and it's a tracker, and I just pressed on the tracker or the phone or whatever, and I knew exactly where it was over in Mount Sheridan, and I was able to tell the police where it was, et cetera, et cetera." I thought, this is amazing technology. We've got to get across this. Across pages, 6 and 7 of the Cairns Post today, this is a really important update. Now, it reads, this is an article by Andreas Nicola that reads, "A car expert has revealed some steps that should be taken if your keys are stolen before your car." Have a listen to this. This is what these slime bags are getting up to. In April, this is Cairns Police Detective Inspector Kevin Gowan said, "There's a black market operation in which the keys would be stolen and sold to others." Can you believe what these kids are up to? They go out and flog them. Put them on the open market. Got some, go on, set of keys here. It's a really nice car too. How much am I going to give? Give us $500. Go, right, give me $400, $350, whatever. Auctioning off your keys. So these slime bags, other slime bags that are too lazy to break them, they'll come and steal your car anyway and smash it up. It's just obscene what's going on and nothing effective being done. Anyway, the keys would be stolen and sold to others. Then an address would be provided so they can take the car. It's bizarre. It's almost like they'll open up a shop, you know, one of the back streets and start flogging the keys. What colour would you like today? I've got three of those, three reds. It's madness. Anyway, by May 6th, this is last week, 31 cars had been stolen in 5 nights or whatever. 31 cars had been stolen by the 6th. 493 last had been taken so far this year, so it's headed for more than 1,000. Cairns Auto Electrical, Mechanical, Air and Auto Managing Director, his name's Brett O'Sugru. Brett said there were many preventive measures you could take to ensure your car is not stolen. Please listen closely, because he's on the line, actually. This is a wonderful opportunity. Brett, good morning.
Good morning, John. How are you going?
Reading this, I'm heartened, because I don't think we're ever going to get any effective action taken by our state government on this explosion of juvenile crime. Now, Brett is the managing director of what is called Cairns Auto Electrical, Mechanical, Air and Audio. I'll give it to you again before we finish talking so you can get the details down. This could be just what you're looking for. Brett, it's very interesting what this police officer said, Kevin Gowan, the black market operation, the keys stolen, sold to others, an address provided with the keys so you can go and pick up your stolen car. It's absolute lunacy. How long's this been going on, Brett? Is it a new thing? Oh, you steal the cars and you flog the keys to some other crook?
Yeah, look, the times have changed a bit, John. People used to go to the older cars that had vulnerable, you know, ignition key barrels. You could pump a screwdriver into it and break the key barrel and drive the car away. Technology has taken all that away, so the thieves have had to evolve. They now need to have these keys and these electronic keys with the electronic key readers to be able to start these more sort of high-tech cars. So in order to try and keep up with that, you've got to, A, hide your keys at home so they're not on the kitchen table when they break into the house. That's just common sense. But B, if they do get your keys and they're selling them on the black market, if you have invested in a couple of things, a basic $99 customised kill switch to suit your car, and it has to be able to suit your car, you can't come in with your latest Ferrari and expect that, or you buy one of these latest model 4 and 5G GPS trackers with a phone app, you're able to immobilise your car as it's driving to Mount Sheridan. You can actually stop it. You can ring the police and go, "I'm about to stop my car. Wow. I can see where it is." And you can turn it off by your mobile phone app, John.
That is fabulous. It doesn't matter if it's in the middle of the road. You've told the police you're about to bring it to a halt. Now, if that's going to be in the middle of an expressway, are the police okay with that? That it's going to obviously come to a halt, blocking a lane of traffic, perhaps?
common sense prevails, the thief would not be expecting the car to stop.
Yeah.
Hopefully the police get their criminal.
Okay.
Hopefully we save someone from having an accident or worse.
Well, it's fine for the police to get the criminal, but nothing happens after that.
Yeah, well, all we can do is try and get these cars stopped and stop them from being stolen. Mm. And especially, as you say, the black market, they're repeat offenders. You might have your little Ford come back all fixed from the locksmiths, only to find that this bloke's waiting 2 weeks later. He wants to get all your new power tools out of the back of your tradies and steal your car again because he's still got your keys.
Exactly. Oh, it's driving everybody crazy. Come back to this kill switch. This is an interesting thing. It says here another measure could be taken would be to hide a kill switch. Hide a kill switch. Tell me about that term, hiding a kill switch. Where do you hide it?
So if I had 10 customers come in, I can't do 10 kill switches the same way. I would have to determine what the car is, work out where's a nice hidey hole place to put an on-off kill switch that takes out the crank wire for the starter motor or something along that line, the electronic fuel pump, depending on the car, as I say. If it's a push-button start car, they get a bit more technical, the price goes up a bit, etc., etc. But, yeah, your average car, we can do it for $99.
Mm. What about those cars you've just got the, I don't know, it's not a key, you've just got something that enables you to press a button. Is that what it's called? Can you use a kill switch when you're using a transponder?
Yes, we can. We've just got to change the way it goes. I'm not going to go into technical wiring connections on the radio with you, John, obviously. But yes, we can. We can do any car. Yeah, we actually install breathalyzers, interlock devices, if you like, for the non-voluntary drink drivers here in Cairns, but you can actually buy one of those interlock devices yourself and own it outright, and that will not let the car start.
Mm. Gee, this is important. Now, this is an important bit too, because people are sitting up there, oh, this is going to cost me $500. Listen to this. This is what he said. This is Mr. Osugru. Is that how you pronounce it, by the way, Brett?
It is. Osugru. It is, John. You hit the nail on the head.
Here we go. He said, my gut would be for everybody to come in with their car and we customise a kill switch from a price point for around $99, starting at $99 depending on the car. I think people would have thought, oh, this is going to cost me more than $99, but that would be the base price, wouldn't it? That wouldn't cover the whole lot.
Correct. As I say, if you come in with a Ferrari, it's a bit more work.
How long's the queue?
We're about 2 weeks booked up ahead at the moment, John. Yeah.
And that's before this article came out in the Cairns Post.
It is, yes, yes. We're quite proud of our staff here. They do a fantastic job. You know, we try and keep everybody happy and just try and help out wherever we can.
All right, there's going to be people who are going to want to ring you now, but you've got to put their name on a list, obviously. How do they find out where you are and you'll give us your phone number or whatever?
We've got a landline of 4058-2543. I've got a mobile of 0417-587-443. Or you can email us at info@cairns.electrical.com.au.
That's the best one.
And we're located. Yep, we're just near the farmer's market on the highway in Stratford.
Cairns Auto Electrical again. That was it, basically, wasn't it?
Yes, Cairns mate.
Auto Electrical. Okay. Now, if you need some of that information, Luke's got all of that here, haven't you, Luke? You've got all that information. Are you too busy talking to the girls? But anyway, he'll hopefully have it. And if people are, if you're ringing now, and a lot of people will want to get onto this, please do just ring through to here, and we'll give you all that detail. Look, this has been terrific. By the way, your family name Osugru, is that Irish or something?
That's French Irish, John.
French Irish. Apostrophe Sugrue. I thought all the O's were Irish or whatever, but there you go. I think
there
you made up. I think you made that up about being French Irish. I've never heard that before.
It's French Irish.
Is it really?
French speaking people in the whole family, yes.
Excellent. Brett, I'm going to stay in touch with you because this is just what a whole lot of people need to know more about. So well done. It's a great story.
Good on you. Thanks for your time, John.
Brett Osugru. Here's the spelling. Osugrue, Managing Director, Cairns Auto Electrical, Mechanical, Air and Audio. Here's Brett. That story, by the way, across 6 and 7 of the Cairns Post today, solid gold for people who are not sleeping well at night.